You know, hear me out. I know that you'll reject this at first, but if you hear me out, let me say this. Do not the politicians look cartoonish? Do not the government leaders look cartoonish? Do not the animals like the reptiles and the squirrels and all that, don't they look cartoonish? They're running on a program. Squirrels, the rabbits, they're running on a program. Don't they look cartoonish? You already know how a squirrel or a rabbit, a mouse, a dog, you know the dog's going to bark. They're all a fractal. It's a cartoon. It's a holographic fractal cartoon. Don't you know people in your life, they're like cartoons? They act cartoonish. Look at the Hollywood stars and the singers. They're cartoonish. Just stand back and look at them. Look at Taylor Swift. She's cartoonish. Look at the actors and the actresses. They're cartoonish. If they're cartoonish, it's because it is a tune. It's a cartoon. Some of the characters, notice I used the word characters, are cartoonish. If you talk to anybody long enough, it becomes cartoonish because they keep saying the same stuff over and over. It's a cartoon. It's a holographic cartoon. And I know you're going to reject it, but the reason I'm able to see it is because I saw past 3D, I saw into the 5D. It's kind of like, think of it this way. Think about a puppet. So some person takes their hand and get behind a screen and they take a 3D puppet and they're moving it with their hand. Now, would you say a puppet is like a cartoon? Even though it's not a 2D cartoon, it's cartoonish in the 3D because somebody's got their hand controlling the puppet. Whether it's on a string or in their hand or whatever, or some robotic, even, I mean, look at these robots that they've created. They look cartoonish, right? They're cartoonish. So 3D can be a cartoon. So if you look at a 2D cartoon, you say, yeah, that's a cartoon. I haven't looked up the definition of cartoon, but it probably means a mimic of what's real. So the 3D is a mimic of what's real in the 5D. 3D is a mimic. It's a copy. It's an image. It's a caricature. The word caricature goes back to character. Your character is a cartoon. Your true identity is in Christ. He came down into this cartoonish reality, went to the cross. He knew that people were running on legalistic, flesh mind, cartoon thinking, divisions, he said, she said, red versus blue, left versus right. He knew that everybody was cartoonish, but he went to the cross anyway. Think about sin. Sin is cartoon land. It's not even real. Sin is cartoonish. The flesh mind is cartoonish. The flesh body is cartoonish. It's going to burn up. Anything that's going to burn up and disappear and renovate it, it's cartoonish. Think about when you were 5, 7, 9, 11, 15, 20, however old, you look back at yourself and the way you used to think. You thought cartoonish. You look back at your old self and you say, that's like a cartoon. That's cartoonish. Hello? Come on now. The way you used to act and think when you were a kid, I mean, if you look at a little baby, it's a cartoonish situation. They're crying and they're rolling around, and it's almost like a cartoon. Your clay body, your water body, your clay body is cartoonish. Really think about what I'm telling you. And I know a lot of people will disagree. It'll make people mad, make them angry. That's fine. Just because somebody has a different opinion or throwing something out you never thought about, don't have to attack them. Don't have to be mad. If I'm telling the truth, it should make you mad. If I'm not telling the truth, you should laugh about it. What I'm saying should be cartoonish if you think it's cartoonish. But if it's making you mad, there might be some truth in it. Think about a car. You're riding around in a piece of metal, a piece of plastic, rubber tires. That's cartoonish. Think about it from the 5D perspective. Think about it from God's perspective. God is omnipotent. He's everywhere. And we're traveling. I got to go get me some lunch. I got to get in my car and go get me some lunch. Or I got to walk down the street. And instantaneously, God could be there. And he don't even have to eat. We eat. Just the fact that we have to eat down here, the snake eating itself, that's cartoonish. The snake eating itself is cartoonish. Getting old is cartoonish. The pain in your body is cartoonish. The angels don't have no pain. They don't get old. It's a cartoon. The laws, the different cultures are cartoonish. They make all these laws. They make all these laws. They make all these laws that are just cartoonish. I just pulled up. This guy's out in the middle of the turning lane, and I slowed down, and everybody was yelling about him being like that. It's cartoon land. It's a cartoon. Think about all these people with all these religions, they want to worship the devil. That's cartoon land. The Super Bowl, the recent Super Bowl, all the drama in the Super Bowl, that's cartoon. It's cartoonish. The aliens attacking, cartoonish. Meteors, oh no, there's going to be a meteor. I think that was in the news today, a cartoonish. It's all cartoon. When you do enough meditation and you start to see that your thoughts appear out of nowhere, you know, you turn over a water bottle, just do this experiment. Think about a water bottle, and you need a water bottle. See if it don't appear on somebody's desk or somebody gives you a water bottle within 24 hours. Do it. Do the test. Do the experiments. If you don't believe me, try the spirits. It's a cartoonish hologram. Your thoughts are the seed. Mother Earth is the birthing. It's a mirror image, just like what Adam and Eve, okay? So everything is based on Adam and Eve, right? Adam has the seed in him. The woman has the womb, the birthing. The Mother Earth is the womb. The thoughts are the seed. Put the seed out there and see what reflects back or births back. Or you might have to put some, whatever it is, you might have to put some... labor into it, whatever it is, but it's going. Labor is birthing. Why do you think a job? You say, I don't want to do this job, because it's labor. What is labor? The woman pushing out the baby. So you're pushing out a production, whether it's a movie, whether it's a song or whatever. You're pushing out the baby. That's why it's called a production, a theater production. Produce. Production. It's a cartoon. So the woman's going in there to have a baby, right? and it's painful to push out the baby. But once the baby, once she pushes it out, then they hand her the baby and she's happy because it's her baby, you know. But the pain is, it was, the pain is cartoonish. The whole thing is cartoonish. When you have pain, it changes your way of thinking. Why? How is that even possible? You can't think about anything else but your pain, you know. It's cartoon land, that's why. The corporations are cartoonish. They set up all these rules that they can't even keep. The legalistic churches, they're cartoonish. They can't even, they, you better not miss a day of church. Well, where's the pastor at? He went on vacation with his wife and we got a fill-in pastor. They're cartoon. They're cartoonish. They're full of S-H-I-T. That's what they're full of because they're cartoon characters. We got to keep these rules. We got to follow this procedure. We got to make sure. Cartoon, cartoon, cartoon. It's cartoon land. Your dreams and hopes and all, they end. They come to an end. That your life, you die. And you go where? You go to meet your maker, but the people who don't believe they think they're gonna live forever. They're in cartoon land. Why would you even want to live forever in a body that's weak and has pain and gets old? Why would you want to live forever? Welcome to the cartoon. The fact that I have to use a key to start my car or to get in my door at the house or any kind of key, that's cartoon land. The fact that somebody can come up here and shoot me with a gun and kill me, that's cartoon land. Because you can take a cartoon and rip the paper up and the cartoon's gone. If it couldn't be killed, then you got a different story. But anything that can be destroyed is cartoon. It's fake reality. It's all happening through the cycles to birth you out of the cartoon land. Just like the gurus, they sit there and they meditate on this place and they start to see that reality is malleable. You know reality is malleable because you can take a piece of metal and bend it. And because it's a fractal, the micro and the macro is true, then the reality is malleable. Not just with metal and sand and dirt and rocks, but the fabric of space-time is malleable. Because it's a cartoon.